Thanks for remembering the time you spend listening to The Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out The Ticket Top 10 in all its glory, weeknights from 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Now, actually, this started last Friday while trying to work his way through a live spot announcement.
We had to narrow these down. Grego had about 10 candidates, and we had to winnow the field down to three. So this is Grego last Friday trying to do a live spot and issues an extremely confusing copy point that is awkwardly worded and doesn't have subject-verb agreement. There's something really off about this. Listen to this live spot.
Lone Star Ag Credit, that is the bank that pays its borrowers. That is exactly right. You heard exactly what I said. They will pay you multi-million dollar patronage just to have money. Just to have your money.
Read that sentence again.
They will pay you multi-million dollar patronage just to loan you money. Is that a little bit better?
Not much, but...
I'm struggling. I'm struggling on that. Now, the copy's good. I'm bad. They do all kinds of loans, real estate, rural home loans, lake houses, hunting lodges, anything that has to do with livestock, farm and ranch, they will do. So you need to check these guys out. Give them a call. 877-234-0739. That's 877-234-0739. I promise you, the next time I do one of these, it will be a lot better. Give them a call today.
Is that a good way to end the live spot, is by promising next time you'll do better?
That's right. You heard me exactly right.
All right. Well, here's Grego speaking of the execution we had in the state of Texas this week. This was Wednesday. We put somebody to death, or our state did.
Yeah, I think this guy's right. A bad guy.
And Grego had an idea of what his last words could have been.
So you think that he doesn't need to be killed?
Mm-hmm.
In a much worse way than he was?
I hate they don't have last statements.
They should have trained 40 shotguns on his head.
Well, they gave him the chance. I know. I hate when they refuse it. I mean, I would do the Patrick Henry speech.
Which is what?
Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. Why stand we here idle?
Why would you give that?
Is peace so sweet?
What? Why would you give the Patrick?
What's happening right now?
I don't think he knows. This gets much worse, though.
I'm lost.
Just don't worry about it.
I mean, I would just do something random, like the Patrick Henry speech.
Okay.
All right.
So the marriage began on a difficult note. They were married 6 years.
It's just so sweet.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
Okay, all right.
Okay, we heard you.
I mean, I would just do the Patrick Henry speech.
They're treating him like their special needs
brother
or something.
Yeah, that's what he's like. He's like head injury Grego or something. And I love how Danny says, what's happening, right? Well, Danny is the worst.
I know. He does not support his crew whatsoever.
You don't think he tries to smooth over the transitions?
No.
Or does he highlight them and jump cut them?
All right, this next one's really confusing to me because wasn't Grego a bartender? Doesn't he know every drink, not only what every drink's called, but how to make it?
Yeah.
Well, for some reason, he thought mojitos, he thought that was a sandwich.
And they were mixing up mojitos all over the place. Becoming a fan of the mojito.
Morena, you are big on that.
I like those.
Is that what you had today?
Today?
Yeah.
No, that's what he had at Mango's the other night.
Yeah. Today? What the hell? Today.
It's a drink. He hasn't done any drinking
yet.
Oh,
a drink.
Today.
Yeah, a mojito.
Okay. I thought you were talking about that sandwich you had.
That's a panini.
Okay. God. Hey, you know what? I'm a ham and cheese Miller Lite guy, okay?
No, you are not.
I can't be getting into
Mr.
these.
What's that drink? What's that wine he drinks?
White Zinfandel.
White Zinfandel. That's what you are.
Jeez.
Mojito, panini.
Yeah.
You know.
Isn't he an actor? Didn't he win the Oscar?
Mojito, panini?
Yeah.
Wow. Roberto Panini.
Roberto Benigni.
Benigni.
All right. And so here is the great live spot known as Patronage.
Lone Star Ag Credit, that is the bank that pays its borrowers. That is exactly right. You heard exactly what I said. They will pay you multi-million dollar patronage just to have money. just to have your money.
Read that sentence again.
They will pay you multi-million dollar patronage just to loan you money. Is that a little bit better?
Not much, but...
I'm struggling. I'm struggling on that. Now, the copy's good. I'm bad. They do all kinds of loans, real estate, rural home loans, lake houses, hunting lodges, anything that has to do with livestock, farm and ranch, they will do. So you need to check these guys out. Give them a call. 877-234-0739. That's 877-234-0739. I promise you, the next time I do one of these, it will be a lot better. Give them a call today. LoneStarAgCredit.com.
And then the greatness of the Patrick Henry one. I just don't know. This is just... There's too many great ones this week.
What a week.
Panini, I thought, was the weakest.
I almost want to hear Patrick Henry
again.
Let's hear
Patrick Henry again.
So
why not?
Think
it's Super Bowl.
He doesn't need to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
In a much worse way than he was.
I hate they don't have last statements.
They should have trained 40 shotguns on his head.
Well, they gave him the chance.
I know. I hate when they refuse it. I mean, I would do the Patrick Henry speech.
Which is what?
Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. Why stand we here idle?
Why would you give that?
Is peace so sweet?
Why would you give the Patrick Henry
What's
speech?
Happening right now?
I don't think he knows.
How many wins is that for Grego?
This gets much worse, though. I'm lost.
The guy's secretariat. We've had 5 winners in 2007. He has 3 of them.
Oh my gosh. Tiger-like.
Overall,
that's 60%.
He has now taken the all-time lead over George with 34 votes.
There is an underrated line in that when Danny says, "What the hell's going on right now?" And Corby says, "I don't think he knows."